You want to talk about this patient, or you want to keep talking about the other stuff?
Well, if you don't mind, if we can go back to that, because I just want to conclude a couple of points. I really wanted to make some points about, obviously, a variety of new targeted agents. We've got the targeting of the 1114 translocation with venetoclax, which is very exciting. We'll come to that in a moment in some closing comments. But I also want to make a comment about the nuclear transport inhibition, the SINE inhibitor, because basically that's, of course, selinexor, and that's showing great promise. And finally, there's a new chemotherapeutic, so-called melflufen, which is basically a peptidase avid next-generation form of melphalan, which basically spares some of the stem cell toxicity that you see with classical melphalan and also some of the classical toxicity of melphalan, be it mucositis and so on. What melflufen does, it's a compound out of the Karolinska Institute in Sweden, is it targets the myeloma more specifically through peptidase activation. And in that context, the melflufen data have been really, I would argue, surprisingly positive. When I say surprising, that may sound a little bit sort of, wow, why? Well, actually, it sort of makes sense. In the myeloma space, when immunotherapies and proteasome inhibition and so on have failed our patients, there's a subgroup of patients we've consistently seen have been responsive to chemotherapeutics. And perhaps the best clue came from when carfilzomib was put up against cyclophosphamide in the FOCUS trial. Remarkably, that was a negative study. I don't think that was any ding against the carfilzomib, frankly, because I think using a single agent in the relapse refractory space is very hard. But I think what it showed is that there are a subgroup of patients who are chemotherapeutically responsive. And melflufen has sort of filled that bill in a series of clinical trials that we've done now, where after IMID failure, after proteasome inhibitor failure, melflufen has generated a solid response rate in combination with dexamethasone at around 35%. And that's after, you know, these are in double, triple, quadruple refractory patients. So that's a promising signal. So just to mention melflufen, and obviously in that same breath, selinexor, really interesting data, particularly in combination with bortezomib, where it does appear to be, again, active in patients with penta-refractory disease, which again shows the value of being very sort of broad-minded as we think about this disease.
Could you just clarify that before you go on? I kind of like the name melflufen. It kind of has a little bit of a maybe Scandinavian feel, but what is that? It's a pill. What does it do?
Oh, no, it's intravenous.
Okay.
And it's called J1 by generic. It's basically, that was the original number of it, and it became melflufen. It's a next-generation melphalan. It's built on the melphalan backbone.
Oh, interesting.
But what it essentially does is it's peptidase avid. So what happens is, in myeloma, the cells are packed with peptidases. You know, stem cells, other tissues, less so. So there's an avidity that takes it up. So in a sense, it's a targeted therapeutic because there's preferential uptake into the myeloma. What's really exciting about it, Neil, is it doesn't seem to cause mucositis. It does cause myelosuppression. I want to be very clear about that.
But it's like a chemotherapeutic agent?
Oh, yes. It's a classic alkylator class of drug. Yeah.
Wow.
The point is, and that was my posit, that you see patients be responsive to chemotherapeutics long into their illness. And this subgroup of patients seem to benefit from this approach. And melflufen may be an ideal choice for these types of patients because this is where IMIDs, PIs, etc., have run out of steam. They can be salvaged with melflufen. The other obvious point is that melflufen may move into where melphalan is classically used now, you know, in transplant and so on, because it could be that it's better. We'll have to see.
Fascinating.